Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you doing, guys? How are you guys doing? What's happening? Every time I ask this question, I expect you guys to like come into my DM to answer, oh, I'm doing fine and all that. Or if you're listening from Podroom, you could just drop me a comment, oh, you're good, you know. I want answers. How are you doing? And I mean, elaborate. You don't even necessarily have to give the default, I'm fine, I'm good answer. Just tell me everything that is happening with you. What's up? What's going on in your life? You know, are you happy? Are you sad? Are you confused? Are you hungry? Or do you need money? Please, don't come and tell me you need money. I don't have money to give anybody. But anyway, this episode is the Unicaf episode. I've been saying that I mentioned in earlier episodes that, yeah, I'm running an online degree, an online master's degree. And I also posted on Facebook. I think I updated my profile and then Facebook shared it. And people were like, oh, congrats, blah, blah, and all that. Somebody was gracious enough to reach out to my DM and he was like, oh, you're doing an MBA. How does somebody get, how does somebody enroll for an MBA degree? I'm like, I do not know how somebody enrolls for an MBA degree. But I can tell you is how I got mine, how I got the opportunity. So I like told him the whole story on like Facebook Messenger, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I've been saying I would even do an episode. So let me just come here on my podcast and just tell you guys everything about how it went down and the journey so far, because I'm still running the program. So I did not forget, time for our short music break, and when we come back we will dive right into this story. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's an African G-pop star.
Alright guys, welcome back. Welcome. Alright, so UNICAF is actually the institution where I'm doing my master's in business administration in oil, gas and energy management. So how did this happen? Sometime in April last year, remember I told you guys I was writing plenty essays during the lockdown, because I mean lockdown came, I just finished NYSC, so like my life just ended abruptly. Not ended, like activities after NYSC, so what next? Nothing. I have to like stay at home doing nothing. So I'm like, okay, why not just write? I was writing, don't mind me. So I entered for so many essay contests. I don't even know how I got like notifications for most of them. And I decided, okay, just write and enter for them for whatever it is worth. I mean, if I win one of the prizes, good and fine, I win at something. But even if I don't, it's a way for me to practice writing, because I cannot say, oh, I'm a writer and I don't write. So when I get all these essay contests, I just write. So I did that a lot. I saw one on UNICAF essay contest. I'm like, okay, let me enter for this thing. So I enter, I wrote the essay on the topic. What was the topic? Can I remember? Something about, is online schooling the future of education or something like that. So I entered, I wrote the essay. When the day came for them to announce the winners, they announced their three winners and I did not make it. I'm like, okay, whatever. I mean, so about a month later or more, I cannot actually remember, someone reached out to me that he's from UNICAF, that did I enter for their essay contest? I said yes. He's like, okay, that they have something for me. I'm like, what? So now for the essay contest, they said that the first position would get a 100% scholarship for to their program or something like that. Plus, is it plus a laptop or something? Second position would get 80% scholarship to their master's program plus an iPad, I guess. Then third position, 75% scholarship plus another device. I don't know. So they reached out to me that, okay, there's an opening for me, that do I want to get that, they've considered me for their scholarship program. I'm like, okay. So I think it's just the scholarship without any device. Just, I didn't make it to the first three, but they can at least give me something. I'm like, okay, cool, let's roll with it. So what do you have? I went through their website. I was seeing plenty MBA, MBA, MBA. I'm like, yo, at this point, I just finished service, my NYSE, so let me select something. So the nearest to my degree was the MBA in oil, gas and energy management, because me, I did geosciences. So like the same petroleum geosciences is all about oil and gas, whatever. And then the whole thing about saving the environment also has to do with being able to look at other energy sources. So I'm like, okay, this is like geoscience, but from a management and business approach. I mean, why not? And it makes more sense. I think I actually, and why I also took it was when I was applying for schools in the UK, when I was like entering for my Chevening scholarship and all that and stuff I was applying for, I would see the UK curriculum. Like, they don't just base their, oh, you're studying geosciences, they'll teach you only the science aspect of it. You would see it's like interdisciplinary. So it favors both those in the sciences. You would also see the business aspect of it, you know, talking about management and business. You would also see like the social aspect of it, like human interaction and all that. So it makes, it's like all encompassing. So I'm like, okay, I've done geosciences in Nigeria, and we talked about like basically field work and science and stuff. Okay, this would be interesting to take. So I took it, and this is the point where I mentioned, they actually gave me 80% scholarship, sort of. So before I go further, what is UNICAF? Really, what is UNICAF? UNICAF is a university. Like normal university, they have courses and stuff like these MBAs I talked about. They have undergraduate studies too. They also have PhD degrees that you can offer. Now, they have, according to their website, their headquarters is in Cyprus, but then they have physical campuses in African countries like Malawi and Zimbabwe, where even if you don't want to do the online degree, like if you want to enroll to an actual university, like a campus, they have physical campuses in Malawi and Zimbabwe. Now, most of their students study online, you know, like me, the online degree I'm doing. So you just have to have a laptop, really, and log into their virtual learning environment, and you can take your courses, you know. And okay, let me not go into the courses for now, because I'll go into the courses later, discuss the courses I've taken myself. Another thing about UNICAF is that they partner with certain UK universities. I do not know the exact, I do not have the information of the exact universities for now, but I think if you go to their website, you can be able to figure that out. So they partner with these universities where you take courses from these universities through UNICAF's platform. So you can take courses. I think the major one people take is like MPH, Masters in Public Health or something, plus many more courses, basically, as far as that university is offering it and they are partnering with UNICAF. You can take it even under discounts and scholarship under UNICAF, and then when you're done with the degree, your certificate is that of that university and not for UNICAF. That is for their partnership programs. But you can also run programs from UNICAF University itself. The MBA I'm running is from UNICAF University itself and not one of their partner programs. So let's dive into the courses. When they reached out to me and like we did the whole finalities and stuff, they're like, okay, when will you like to start? This was around August last year, between August and September. But I'm like, okay, I want to start in January. I wanted to like, let it be a clean slate, you know, new year, new degree and all that. 2020 was like, had so much uncertainties with the whole corona. And I'm like, okay, wait, let's just like leave 2020 with everything it is. By 2021, I can start this degree and see like what I can do for myself and stuff. And they're like, okay, anytime you're ready to start, you can start. Just like make sure you enroll and stuff. And it's just one thing about UNICAF is student friendly, you know. You learn at your own pace, you're able to do your thing and stuff. You know, they will always send you emails. They even call on the phone, they'll call you on the phone. If you don't pick, they're like, oh, when you pick, they're like, this is this person from UNICAF. We just want to remind you of the courses you have to enroll. Do you want to enroll now? You're like, no, I'm waiting till January. They're like, okay, when you're ready, just reach out to me on this number or through WhatsApp. They'll send you emails to remind you and stuff. I thought, oh, going back to school and all that. I did not know the impact like just 2 years will have on me, because this is like 2 years plus I finished my undergraduate, and I thought it was going to be easy going back to school again. But because I've left school for like a long time, it was difficult like going back to reading and doing assignments and stuff. It was tough. When I started in January, So the first course I took was induction course. I love the way like they would make you feel comfortable. So the first course you're going to take is an induction course. What does induction course entail? Induction course basically talks about during the first week we were taught how to navigate the VLE, the virtual learning environment, because I mean they won't just assume, oh, you know how to handle a laptop and stuff, you know, or you know how to navigate their learning environment. That's the first week. For the second week, now they start discussing, because this is an academic journey you're going into and you're going to do so much of academic writing. So the second week we discussed a lot about plagiarism, paraphrasing and summarizing, referencing, proper ways to reference, and that made sense. You know, all my years in undergrad, I was never taught about how to reference and stuff. Yeah, I know people would be like, yes, you did GS 101, the English, but honestly, we weren't taught, that is just it. They would just give you the textbook, oh, go read and all that. And but UNICAF has structured this thing in such a way that its courses in such a way that you actually learn the study materials they give you. Like, you do some quizzes and stuff and you're grounded in that thing they are teaching. The next week, I think we talked about essay writing and stuff. And I would say I got more attention. I've gotten more attention to me from studying in UNICAF in 1 month than I've gotten studying anywhere my whole life. All the schools I studied, primary, secondary, university, whatever. It got to a point, like I said, I was struggling because I would want to do my assignment. Before you know it, Sunday has come out, I didn't submit, and then I missed the deadline. The teacher would kindly reach out to me that, oh, I saw that you didn't meet your deadline. What happened? Okay, I'm extending the deadline for you by 1 week, you know. I was a special case. I'm sure I stressed this woman, but she never lost her cool with me. The worst part is that I don't even know if it's male or female. The name is Constantina. So I just assumed, okay, it's a female name. I don't know, but like, you just communicate with them through emails and stuff. This woman, at a point, I missed my deadline three freaking times. At a point, I reached out to her, I'm like, yo, I know that I'm like the one delaying, but it's not intentional. I'm legit struggling with this thing because, I mean, it's not easy to write like academic paper and stuff. It's hard that she should give me more time. She's like, okay, she's going to give me more time. And I should know that my pass mark is supposed to be 50 for that course. And if I don't make 50, I'm going to fail the course and I have to do it again. For me to do that course again, I have to pay money to enroll. And she's like, yo, I mean, just save your money. Just do your best and get up to 50 so that you can, like, move on to the next part. That woman really helped me a lot. I'm even sure maybe I wrote nonsense, but, like, she scored. No, I don't think so. She actually scored me. I finally did what I had to do, and I did week 1, week 2, week 3. I finally could not meet up with week 4. But my average in week 1, week 2, week 3 gave me like 54% average. So I was able to get a C to complete the course and move over to the next one. And I just registered for my next course. My next course will start March what, 29th. By the time you're listening to this, I've already started. But yeah. It's one of all those things, really, and I hope to do better. I think I would adjust to better and be able to like do my second course better. Then I look forward to other courses and stuff. But I'm actually enjoying the UNICAF lecture, the UNICAF degree I'm doing, and I love the fact that I'm actually learning. I love the fact that I'm learning, even though it's only kini plagiarism and essay writing I learned, academic writing and stuff. I actually learned a lot, really. And it's not all about, oh, people will be like, oh, MBA, what are you doing to do? Or, oh, MBA does not guarantee whether you're going to be a successful business person. Or, oh, is UNICAF recognized? Is an online degree recognized? I'm like, yo, I do not care about all those things. At this point, I just want to learn. I just want to learn because I know if I learn this thing, I can apply it in other places, you know. Now that I've learned about plagiarism and stuff, the truth is I did my project, my final year project, but I swear I didn't know what I wrote inside. Even the whole how to reference, we just copy and paste reference and put there. But now that I've learned this thing, I can always apply it in other places. And that is just it for me, though. So the way I'm talking passionately about this thing, some people will be like, oh, that maybe it's a paid episode or something that UNICAF is sponsoring. UNICAF is actually not sponsoring it, but I just felt, okay, I have to talk about this thing because it's something I'm benefiting from. If you think you want to be a student of UNICAF and like benefit from their like online degree, plus it's very flexible. You can be working and doing it. You can be doing anything you're doing and be doing it as fast like you meet your assignment deadlines and stuff. Just check out their website, really. Think www.unicaf.org. I think it's unicaf.org. Just type UNICAF, you'll see them. UNICAF is spelled UNICAF. So that is it. That is my story. And I'm running this MBA. I'm also like still positively or actively applying for my like other degrees and stuff. But I know I can always combine it, like combine like whatever I'm doing physically with this online degree. So yeah, that's it for now. Okay, mind you guys, I'm still doing my home lesson. So I do my home lesson, I do podcasting, I do this online degree, I do a lot of things at the same time, and I'm still able to like hold my own. So I say I would advise anybody to like do an online degree so that, because I mean, Corona has taught us that you can do anything online and it's still worth it, you know. And I think the aim for everybody is to learn and not to, yes, it's good to have a all those things people are saying. I don't even know what those things are, but as far as your main aim is to learn, be sure that you're going to learn at UNICAF and you're going to learn well. So that's the end of this episode. It's a rather long one. And if you leave me, I'll go on and on and on. But we have to end it here, guys. So, yeah. See you next time. Bye.
All I get a great kata, baby. You and I. Girl, now you the ginger. If you know how you the cause you trust. shit, you not go in person. Love the way you dey dance, girl. I am imagine why you can love fire. Mommy, be cool. Let's hop in my Maserati. Baby, hop in my Maserati. I said hop in my Maserati. Hop in my Maserati. Girl, I wanna see you throw down. Say me, I love the way you bend body. Hop in my Maserati. Baby, hop in my Maserati. And I just wanna see you ride. Somebody, somebody need somebody. My body, your body. I'm on check up, all of you need on, all of you need somebody. Somebody need somebody. My body, your body. I'm on check up, all of you need, all of you. Let me give you butterfly. Say now you didn't mesmerize me. I'm out to show to civilize. Anywhere you go, I go follow. When I up the music, make it go low. And I go give you steady on the slow. Baby, don't tell me, got ginger. Shawty, I know you like to party. I'ma touch up on me. Show my body, shape. Yeah, yeah, baby, come on, God. Innocent nobody, yeah. I'm gonna make you happy. Make you happy. Up in my Maserati. Baby, up in my Maserati. I say up in my Maserati. Up in my Maserati. Girl, I wanna see you go down. Yeah, say me I love the way you bend body. Up in my Maserati. Baby, up in my Maserati. And I just wanna see you cry. Somebody, somebody need somebody. My body, your body. I'm on check up, all of you. On all of you. Somebody, somebody need somebody. My body, your body. Love up in my Maserati. Make you love in my Maserati. I see up in my Maserati. Up in my Maserati. Girl, I wanna see you go down, yeah. Say me I love the way you bend body. Up in my Maserati. Make you love in my Maserati. And I just wanna see you ride.